Welcome to Spill Radio. This program is being recorded on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. I am Tatiana Melama, hosting this program on behalf of the Morris and Helen Belkin Art Gallery at the University of British Columbia. Spill Radio is presented in collaboration with CITR 101.9 FM, with sound production and editing by Joshua Stevenson. Today's episode includes a performative lecture by the artist Nellie Cesar that was presented at the Belkin Art Gallery on October 15, 2019, as part of Spill Response, a live research and performance component of the exhibition Spill, curated by Guadalupe Martinez. Cesar is an interdisciplinary artist based in Mexico City, whose work explores sculpture, installation, and drawing in connection to performance. Her multifaceted experimental projects work to propose alternative ways of experiencing art and to build stronger and more diverse artistic communities. Cesar's commitment to constructing alternatives to institutional traditions is central to her work as creative director and co-founder of Pandero, an independent cultural center in Mexico City. Today's performance, Les Artistas del Fin du Monde, by Cesar, consists of four performative stories dislocated in the interstices of the wounds of Mexico City. They are designed as an attempt to affectively channel critical standpoints of reactionary social manifestations that redefine territories, social practices, ontological turning points, and affective transmutations as living proposals of expanded realities in the here and now. This performance features a letter written by artist Valentina Jager for PRAS, Public Letter for Women in the Arts, 2019, and a performative interpretation of the text Cuerpo y Perrero, Gata Fiera, written by Amazon Clica about the Gata Fiera event in September 2018.
Next to Mexico City's World Trade Center and the world's largest mural painting done by Siqueiros, in the middle of a conservative neighborhood of old money, franchise restaurants, and bourgeois boredom, something happened. An anomaly. A jewel of private property built to nest the Mexican elite was taken over by art witches who opened the door to imagination in its most fearless state. Welcome to Pandeo, the multisocial venue for affective health. We are the open mic of this monstrous city, a deformed house that shows the art nobody likes, home of the artists that don't get grants, that were not born in posh families, that did not go to the right school. the unruly ones that can't help themselves from creating and can't care less about your refined taste. Here you'll find the unruly geeks that dismantle the lies of the atrocious history of oppression this demonic city encases. With ink on the skin, non-binary attires, loose hips and feminist souls, we turn up the amps powered by electricity illegally tapped from nearby poles. A territory was redefined by pure acts of love. Event after event, a new world order gets purposeless invented. Fists of fictions, feminasties, sweaty boxing gloves, rabbit sugar. Hold the hand of a mermaid and let her transferosity transform your consciousness to the core. Lock in with us to listen to a 72-hour teenager playlist. Let's turn the full house into a musical instrument and discuss HPV out loud. The mic is on for the bad bitches. The projector is on showing post-porn. Let's embroider our fears together, count each other's breaths, dance to the beats of an unfortunate Judah, and write our darkest secrets with our butts up in the air. May our prayers to St. Volva be heard and save us from having to work for an artistic institution. This is Pandeon. We don't care about your support, your grants, your charity, or your business critique. We don't care about your basic questions, dear researcher. We sort out just like everyone else in this city. We fuel this together. We learned that by building creative connections, we can create self-sufficient endless support. Our intrinsically human power of making art no longer has legitimation as an objective. We invested in redefining territories to be safe, to share, to organize collective ideas, affects, and hopes. In these temporal holes, we escape from the uncertainties and fears of our violent context. We defy today's values to heal. Our art is immaterial dynamism. It manifests in our bodies and subjectivities as they keep changing day by day. It breeds every time we misbehave. Without a program, we restructure ways to be in our skin and with a bunch of undefined others. May we stay so horrifying as to never attract anything tourists could care about. We feed our curiosity and interests in present tense. If someone posts they want to read some Rita Segato, Invisible Committee, or Emma Goldman, we'll make it happen collectively. We sit around the warmth coming out of our endless monthly payment projector to gasp at every line that helps us understand our dreads. May no one ever say again that artists are apolitical and vain, that we trip on each other or are surpassed by our egos. Society boasted of uninterested cooperation and support during earthquake crisis in 2017 without knowing that this form of action is our everyday strategy. Autonomous spaces around the city keep happening, looking after needs of affectivity, expression, safety, technology, education, and humanity no one cares to provide. Do not dismiss our existence just because we are uninterested in organizing for what you think we should. We are disgusted by global and neoliberal social and cultural projects. We are empowered by defending and materializing our right to shake our culos until done. Well, the truth is, reality loves chewing our unruly bodies. Raising funds for someone's treatment sometimes ends up paying funeral expenses. Music has been turned off more than once to shed some tears. More than 5 years with an open door policy and no security staff, and we'd manage to stay safe by taking care of each other. Yet right outside our door, gunshots, femicides, break-ins, shit. But we are hanging from a sharp edge and we don't get to conceive future. We're running out of water, oxygen, nutrients, and outside is suffocating hot. We know money won't feed us. Acknowledgement won't quench our thirst. Taxes, insurance, savings are meats we don't believe in. We are overworked, building a sense of belonging in a world that doesn't want us there. Thanks for listening while you're looking at your phones to this story written by a multisocial venue for affective health in Mexico City.
¡Arriba!
La realidad es que mi mundo está formado por mujeres. Sin establecer una jerarquía, ellas están arriba, abajo, a mis lados o entrelazadas. Las siento algunas cuidándome los pasos y otras dándome la mano. Otras están a la cabeza jalándome los pelos o a mi alrededor haciendo la valla durante el slam. La realidad es que mi casa está hecha de mujeres. Y como yo trabajo desde casa, también de ellas está hecho mi estudio. Muchas construyeron el piso sobre el que camino, mientras otras han crecido conmigo, y rectas o no, son el espacio al que yo llamo hogar. Algunas son el techo y las miro hacia arriba. A otras las miro por la ventana a la lejanía. A todas con admiración. Carta del artista Valentina Jagger. Dear Gata Fiera, never forget that time. Sweaty monsters crawling through the leftovers of what was once a flower factory. No check clocks, no uniforms, no security, no buses. We refuse to be workers tonight. We refuse to be human tonight. To reach the DJ, we had to follow the warmth. Huge empty naves, one after another, covered in graffiti, piss, and moist. Hollowness of an industrial past. On the third room, sweat mist glazed my eyes. We were all there. You don't need memories to remember. I'm trying to express myself from the erratic contemplation of my butt. The inertia of my body turning into you and them and their guts, their limbs, their hearts, their heat. My body's not a border. Something beyond materiality floats around us, erases lines, redefines us and confronts us. We're not fully developed, yet we know something fierce is growing inside us. The concrete of the factory walls has turned into flesh. As soon as we penetrate that other dimension, we clearly understand things. We are water, salt, glitter, a bellaca mass of energy. An extreme limitless trans body floating in a pool of genders, sexes, songs, glorious ambiguity. Take me, swallow me, defy me, be afraid of my power. We find a dark room. Your tongue swiped my ego away. We were there, like really, really there. La Guapis, Reina Gata, Fiera Gata, was playing the dirtiest reggaeton. All borders dissolved into boiling honey. Our souls are set free from the techno-industrial chain. Perreando in the remains of a factory, we perreando in the cells of a women's prison. Perreando everywhere, perreando on your failure, perreando over your tombs. Our body is finally whatever it wants to be. Words are obsolete. How many times have you showed me what I am? Music sets keep playing loud. Let lamps tint our glistening brown skin. All those hot bodies exploding in love. We were the dirtiest fantasies until dawn. The ultimate community of legs, hips, asses, dicks, pussies, arms, necks, eyelids. Our juices spill all over those haunted walls. No more factory, no more prisons, no more aquariums. Within the ghosts of modernity, we dance, dance, dance. We dance to heal from the past. We dance to heal from the rejection, the oppression, the hate. In every shake, thrust, gasp, hug, tear, we rejoice because the world is over. And now it's our turn to reinvent everything our way. Dear Gata Fiera, a slimy kiss for you. All my hopes go to the way you shake your culo. Never forget the time we killed the factory. In an experiment, a group of bacteria were isolated in a small corn leaf to investigate to which point survival is dependent on competition for resources. They measured bacteria's biofilm, a slimy protective coat that protects them against external threats such as antibiotics or predators. The more biofilm they produce, the stronger and more resistant they become. Instead of competing for space and resources to produce more biofilm individually, they gave space to smaller, weaker ones. This allowed all of them to grow better than if taking space on their own. Scientists noticed they would divide difficult tasks by discarding unnecessary mechanisms and by sharing their learnings with their neighbors. Bacteria has redefined organizational structures, know how to distribute work, and help each other. In a classic understanding of Darwin, competition dictates the evolutionary game. The most adequate surpass the least adequate. But if you turn to bacteria behavior, it turned out that the most cooperative ones are the ones that survive. Se están levantando todas las pueblas de América. La verdadera nueva munda está por venir.
You have been listening to Spill Radio. Please join us next week for Jay White's performative walk titled Walk the Line.